Hi there, listeners. Welcome to episode 225 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. This is me, Neha Shetty, and I'm so glad to have you all listening in. After their 5-wicket win against Australia on Friday, India became the number one ranked team in all formats, that is, tests, ODIs and T20Is. Now, India displaced Pakistan from the top of the ODI rankings, while they led England in the T20I rankings. In the longest format, they are in the first place, while Australia are right behind them. But have you wondered how the ICC rankings at large works? This episode delves into the intricate world of cricket rankings. Specifically, we'll unravel the mystery behind how the ICC calculates these team rankings and the entire system behind how it works. To understand the ICC's team ranking system, we need to start with the basics. The ICC, or the International Cricket Council, is the global governing body for cricket. They are responsible for overseeing the sport and ensuring its growth and development worldwide. One of their key functions is also to maintain rankings for international cricket teams across different formats such as tests, ODIs and T20Is. Now, the ICC team rankings is a rating method developed by David Kendix to rank men's teams playing across tests, one-day internationals and T20Is, and women's teams playing in the ODIs and T20 format. Now, this rating is worked out by dividing the points scored by the match or series total with the answer given to the nearest whole number. Now, it can be compared with a batting average, but with points instead of total runs scored and a match or series total instead of the number of times dismissed. Even the ICC women's team rankings are quite similar to the men's rankings, calculated separately for ODIs and T20Is. In all, 10 teams are ranked in the ICC women's ODI team rankings, while the women's T20I rankings list all members who meet the eligibility criteria for matches played. Now, this follows the recent decision to grant T20I status to all matches between the 104 ICC members and the USA. So how does ICC calculate these rankings? It is a complex process that takes into account a lot of factors to determine a team's position in the rankings. Let's break it down step by step. The first step, at the core of the ranking system, is a points-based system. Now, teams earn or lose points based on the results of their matches. A win earns them points, while a loss results in a deduction. The number of points gained or lost depends on the relative strengths of the teams playing and the format of the match. Next up is match weightage. Now, different formats of the game carry different weightage in the rankings. For instance, test matches are considered to be the pinnacle of the sport, thereby carry the most weight. ODIs come next, followed by T20Is. This means that winning a test match will have a greater impact on the team's ranking than winning a T20I. Opponent strength. Now, the strength of the opponent also matters. Beating a higher ranked team will earn you more points than beating a lower ranked team. Similarly, losing to a lower ranked team will result in a bigger points reduction than losing to a higher ranked team. Recent performances. Now, the ICC rankings are dynamic and responsive to a team's recent performance. Results from the past few years carry more weight than the older ones. This ensures that teams can't simply rely on past laurels, but need to consistently perform well to maintain their rankings. Weighted matches. Now, to keep the rankings relevant, not all matches are counted equally. For example, matches in a World Cup or a Test Championship series carries more weight than your usual bilateral series. This adds an extra layer of complexity to the calculations. Last but not the least is the annual updates. The ICC rankings are updated annually, which means that teams have a chance to improve their positions or face the consequences of a poor year. This annual update keeps the ranking reflective of the current team strength. Now, you might be wondering who actually does all this number crunching and calculations. Well, the ICC has a dedicated team of statisticians and analysts who work tirelessly to ensure that the rankings are accurate and up to date. So to summarize, the ICC team rankings are a reflection of a team's performance in international matches, taking into account the format, the strength of the opponent, recent performances, and the significance of the match. It's a constantly evolving system that provides cricket fans a way to gauge the relative strengths of teams on the global stage. But wait, there's more. The ICC also maintains individual player rankings, which includes rankings for batters, bowlers, and all-rounders. These rankings are based on similar principles, considering player performances in international matches. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the ICC team ranking system. It's a complex but essential part of cricket that adds an extra layer of excitement to the game as teams strive to climb the rankings ladder. With this, we draw curtains on our discussion. If you've listened till here, I'm really grateful. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode and for your unstinted support. Please follow and press the bell icon on Spotify and subscribe to the podcast on Google Podcasts for the latest episode updates and stay tuned. Do check out @NeverInTheBackFoot on Instagram and Threads and @NeverInTheBackFoot on Twitter, now called X, for the latest facts, updates, fresh content and a lot more that's coming up this cricket season. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify Overcast, Spotify for Podcasters, and many other platforms. So please do spread the word. Until next time, stay safe and take care, listeners. Bye for now.